mic is.
Yep, we got a red light. Roxanne!
You don't have to do that.
You're right, Roxanne doesn't have to do that. Are we on?
Are yeah, we are on.
Oh.
Hi!
But we just never know how to start.
Yeah, like, we're never gonna have a nice...
Hello?
A nice intro.
No.
With segues.
Maybe one day.
One day.
Just gazing off into the distance. I feel like a like thought bubble needed to like come up and be like doo 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 doo. You know?
I'll put that in post.
Yeah. We're gonna edit that in. Alright. Welcome to Rant and Rave.
Yeah, welcome to Rant and Rave, the podcast.
Here we are. Episode 3.
Trois, as the French would say.
Si, as the Spanish would say.
I don't know 3 in Spanish.
Uno, dos, tres.
I went to French.
But I said si, which
yes,
is
yes
in Spanish. We're a multicultural podcast here.
Multicultural, multilingual.
We got something for everybody.
Multilocational.
This is true. Yeah. That we, as of right now, have recorded in 3 different locations.
For every episode.
Yeah.
Because that's just how we roll.
You know?
Figuratively and literally.
Keep things interesting. Yeah.
Keep them guessing.
Yeah. You never know where we'll be next. Maybe one day we'll show up at your doorstep and be like,
hey, we're recording here today.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want us to record at your place, send us a message.
Yeah.
Tweet us.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Let us know. If there's free snacks, we'll come.
Absolutely. That's one thing I don't have today.
I have digestive cookies in my purse.
Oh, I have an applesauce. I have an applesauce in my bag, but why I have it, don't ask me.
Okay.
Yeah, let's get into it.
So, I'm ranting this week, and I think my rant is something that everyone's been kind of mad about, because she just sucks. Notice I said she.
We're talking about a lady.
Uh-huh, and like, I'm not here to tear women down, but like, honestly, it's deserved at this point. It's really-
And, okay, also, not even just like, tearing this specific person down, like, I think we would be having this conversation if it was any other female too.
Yeah.
But like, with everything that's happening in Hollywood right now, like, this kind of seems to be just getting, like, swept under the rug.
Yeah, so- I'm talking about Katy Perry. That was my own hype music.
And I feel like we should preface this by saying there was a point in time where we both liked Katy Perry.
Yes, like, I have, like, Katy Perry, like, I have a whole thing. Because, like, her song, I Kissed a Girl, I was 9 when it came out. And it was really my first introduction or, like, eye-opener to, like, I can kiss girls.
Yeah.
And like that sort of thing. Like, obviously I knew what gay people were and didn't have a problem with them, but at the same time I was like, that's an option for me.
Yeah.
And like it really became like something I could think of, and like at that point it was really like, huge.
That One of the Boys album was like
so good. I mean,
it's a good
for
album.
You're So Gay, which is kind of homophobic and bad, and she tells someone to hang themselves.
And I think for the time that it was,
because it was 2008.
Yeah, like that sort of stuff was still happening.
Yeah,
and, like, it was acceptable.
And
it was
like, oh haha, it's funny.
Yeah, and so aside from that one little snafu, like things were still good.
Yeah,
and, like, you know, teenage dream era Katy Perry.
God.
Like,
Circle the Drain was my angsty bop.
Gosh, I could sing every single song off that album by heart. Like, great album. But somewhere along the line,
like,
Katy got lost.
I don't remember the name of the Prism.
Mm.
After Prism, I think it was just like, meh.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't listen to this latest album, Witness.
No.
Like,
no.
Because she just became too much for me.
Yeah.
To quote the title of an article I read about for this, it's like, she's struggling for relevancy.
She really is.
And trying to be the funniest, like, memeiest, like, oh, I'm out there, I'm hip with the kids, but
yeah.
It's like, no.
It's not working for her.
It's not.
It's
especially
not.
With the stuff she's just been doing on American Idol recently.
Yeah.
Speaking of, why is she on American Idol? Why did someone think...
Why did they bring American Idol back is a better
that's
question.
That's also... Have you seen... Like, the judges make no sense.
They don't mesh well together.
Luke Bryan. Katy Perry.
Lionel Richie.
What?
Yeah. It's just,
like,
it's not
saying
their
names together sounds like I'm starting a bad joke.
It kind of does.
Like, Luke Bryan. and Katy Perry, Lionel Richie walk into a bar together and create a disaster.
Basically.
Called American Idol.
And I mean, I get what they were kind of trying to do, like, you know, bring in different genres of music.
Yeah.
And, like, have kind of, like, an expert in each genre, but, like...
What is Katy Perry an expert of, though?
Right? And, like...
Like, yeah,
American
she's one of the
Idol
top...
is just done.
She's one of the top grossing, like, artists ever. Like, she's broken so many records.
Yeah.
She's never gotten a Grammy, mind you.
Oh.
But she does have 4 world records, like...
Mm.
And
but
like,
they're all from Teenage Dream,
yeah.
though.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, like, California Girls.
Yeah.
And not Eric. She's done absolutely nothing with her past 2 albums.
Yeah.
And,
sad.
Like, it is. It's a waste of her talent because, like, I can't, like, I'm obviously ranting about her, but she does have talent.
Yeah.
Her old music is really good.
It is good.
Problematic. And she as a person is one of, like, the most problematic. Like, she's, culturally appropriated a whole bunch of people. One time she said she wanted to skin Japanese people and wear them.
Yeah.
She called Rihanna a hood rat.
Uh-huh.
Like, she's just not awesome sometimes.
Yeah.
But, like, sometimes her music's decent, so.
Yeah, she just put out a good bop every now and then. But
true.
Lately, not so much.
No.
But, yeah, let's dive into all this gross American Idol stuff with Katy Perry.
Okay, so this was, it was recent, and so it starts out, there's a boy, he's got his guitar. I don't have his first name here, but his last name is Glaze. He was asked what he does for a living, and he was, like, really sweet about it, a little weird. But he was like, he works as a cashier, and he likes his job because cute girls have to say hi to him before they can actually leave. They have to pay for junk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's, like, a cute little, like,
naive boy.
Yeah.
And then Luke Bryan asks, had he ever kissed a girl and liked it? Kind of being kind of awful and bad.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, he's explained he's never been in a relationship, and he can't kiss a girl without being in a relationship. And then Katy Perry is like, she stood up, and she demanded that he comes over and, like, give him a kiss on the cheek. That sort of thing. And so the kid's 19,
which
mind you.
Is someone in a position of power using that position of power to manipulate someone without that power.
Yeah, a younger person at that too.
Gross.
Yeah. And then so he goes over and he gives her a kiss on the cheek and she's, no, you didn't make the smush sound. Like, you know, the
Yeah. That's our special guest.
His name is Thor, and I love him. And so the guy was like, okay, I'll try again. And so as he tried to kiss Katy Perry on the cheek, she did that stupid thing, like, you see, where people are like, oh, yeah, kiss me on the cheek, and then, like, tricked
quick
her.
Turn.
Yeah, like, tricked him and turned his head so, like, she kissed him on the lip.
Yeah.
And he was, like, so surprised. He, like, dropped to the floor, and, like, the judges all gave each other high fives. Like, it was some nice, like, joke.
And this poor guy, like, he was very taken aback.
Yeah.
Like, so caught off guard. Like, my heart broke for him a little bit.
And he was all blushed and asked her how it was, and she's like, oh, don't be cocky now, that sort of thing. Like, he was obviously trying to save face.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't even make it to the next round.
Yeah.
Which, I think at that point, you send him through, because that could be a, like, this is gonna be shitty what I'm about to say, but, like, his lawyers could be like, no.
True.
And, like, they're like, you didn't send him through, you should've, like, as, like, a bribe kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
That's awful. I'm so sorry. I don't condone this in any way.
But honestly, like, flip the tables.
Yeah.
If Luke Bryan had done that to a girl.
If I had auditioned,
like,
for American Idol, and then I was like, yeah, I've never been kissed, and Luke Bryan's like, oh, come over here, give it a little smooch. That would be a problem.
Yeah.
It would have been front page of the newspapers.
No, it wouldn't even have gotten aired.
No.
American Idol would have edited that out, it would have been swept under the rug,
yep.
And it would have been the girl's word against Luke
Bryan's
word.
Yeah.
If she came forward with anything.
Yep, yep.
But because it was Perry, everyone's gonna be like, oh, what, now he can say his first kiss was with Katy Perry. Isn't
right?
that cool? Oh, no, that's a good thing. And, like, yeah, way to go, man.
Well, Karen Kilgariff, toxic masculinity, ruins the party.
Again.
Because it's not, it's like, well, you're a guy, you should enjoy being kissed by this really pretty girl, and it's like,
yeah.
No, I don't have to, sorry.
No.
Like, no, that's not how things work.
If we're living in the day and age where, like, consent is now our number one priority,
yeah.
Then, like, that has to go across all genders.
Yeah, it's not just a guy's thing, like, girls have to ask consent too.
Yeah.
Because women can also be assaulters and rapists. Like,
absolutely.
That's one of the things that fires me up so much, because it's like, yes, women rape victims don't get their stories told enough, but neither do men. And I'm not not trying to be like, men, poor men, but like assault victims who are male, like there's probably even less of them whose like trials go to court.
Oh yeah,
100%.
Oh yeah,
because it's a pride thing.
Like,
in the end,
9 times out of 10, like they never even come forward either.
So like I'm supposed to enjoy this because I'm a man,
right? And that's the thing, when they do come forward, like if a man comes forward and is like, oh, like
Terry Crews,
Terry Crews, things like that, or like just like anyone. Like I've read a couple of threads on Reddit about this because I'm like always on Reddit reading things, but there was one a little while ago that was like an Ask Reddit or something, and it was something about male victims of like sexual abuse and rape or something like that. And a lot of guys said like when they came forward, their friends or whoever they came forward to said like, oh, but like easiest lay of your life, man. No. Like don't worry about it. And they were like
even
no.
Hearing that phrase like
it's
gives
not
me like
right.
Grossies.
It's not okay. It's not okay.
No.
Like you can't say stuff like that.
And yeah, like you said, like where Me Too is such a prevalent like social
movement, yeah,
that it's at the Oscars, it's at the Grammys,
Golden Globes,
like it's everywhere, like, but like him too, like that should be something too, because
yeah,
it just makes no sense.
Yep.
Why aren't people talking about it?
I think people are uncomfortable by it.
I
think that's why they're not talking about
it. I heard about it through a friend at work, and I was like, oh no.
Yeah.
And then I watched the video, like,
yeah,
that's just not right. It's
and
just
I
not
mean,
good.
That's not even, like, the only instance of her being
gross.
Hella creepy.
Yeah.
On American Idol. Like, there's that other guy who, he kind of looks like Nick Jonas.
Yeah.
And, like, I'll be honest, I really didn't think his singing was, like, super great, but
yeah.
Whatever. And, like, Katy Perry was just, like, freaking swooning over him, and then found out he had a girlfriend. The girlfriend came in after the audition, and Katy Perry ran away, because she was like, oh, I can't be around the girlfriend, because I have a crush on this guy. And, like, that's pretty skeezy, too.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
she's just done some kind of skeezy stuff, and then goes around and is like, well, I'm great. Like, I'm different from everyone else.
Yeah.
Like, all this stuff. Like, there's a quote once where she's like, everyone's naked. Everyone is getting undressed and all that stuff. And, like, I've been naked before, and I'm not trying to call anyone out here, but I just don't understand why everyone's getting naked. When your literal second album cover is you lying naked on a cloud of cotton candy.
Yeah.
Like, you can't slut shame people for, like, wanting to show their bodies when you literally do the exact same thing.
Yeah, you did the exact same thing.
Exact same thing, Katie.
Like,
Mrs. Catherine Hudson, please.
There's, and for someone who has, like, a religious background, too.
Yeah.
Like, not that that, like, fixes everything or whatever, you know, but, like, you'd think that she'd be a little bit more respectful
of
people's, like, you know, boundaries.
Yeah,
because
this kid was like,
things.
I want to wait until I'm in a relationship. Like, I'm saving myself in a way. And she completely disregarded that. Like, and I think that's the thing that gets me the most, is he was like, no, like, I, like, this is something I've done and I've preserved myself for the moment with someone I love.
Yeah, and he had that taken away.
She steals it like a naked snake.
Slithering in there.
Oh, you know, it's kind of funny that we're talking about Katy Perry the week after you talked about Taylor Swift.
Oh, that is true.
That wasn't planned, I swear to God.
Yeah.
That, oh, her whole album promo being just, I'm so over.
Oh, yeah,
this
all over my feud with Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Just want everyone to stop talking about it.
As I
said, if you want everyone
six
to stop
interviews
talking
talk
about it, then you shut up.
Yeah.
Like, Taylor was not bringing it up.
No, like, if I have a fight with Sarah and I'm like, yeah, I'm over it, but then go and talk to six of my friends about it, it's like, obviously you're not over it.
Yeah.
Like, go talk to Sarah about it. Go
ahead. Like, build a bridge and get over it. Like,
shit.
Sixth grade.
Yeah. That's what this is.
Mm.
What was that hand gesture?
This is the, you gotta get
over
this.
Oh, the bridge.
And that's the
bridge. Mm. There's no visual aspect to this, but Sarah was just like making a bridge with her arm.
Love can build.
I love Napoleon Dynamite.
A lot of visual things happening here. Oh, Katy Perry. Where did she go wrong? What happened to her?
I think Russell Brand broke her.
Honestly, that was really a turning point.
I tried to watch the Part of Me
documentary.
It's not on Netflix anymore, which is where I'm getting. I'm really mad about that, because I wanted to watch it as research, but honestly, so I can bop to the songs, because I do like them. And I'm like, oh, that's in it. That's kind of an emotional thing. Like,
it is quite emotional. Apparently, she's, like, quite open about it in the documentary. And,
like,
cries a lot about it.
It's very
prevalent. I don't blame her.
No. Like, if that was happening, well, I was, like,
having to tour and promote this album where, like, a lot of the songs are written about their relationship. Like,
it'd
be
hard.
It would be hard.
Yeah.
Hey, what can you do?
Katy Perry. Try harder to be not weird.
Yeah. Please be better to the contestants on American Idol.
Stop kissing them.
Stop abusing your power.
Yes. And also, I don't know where I was going.
She's trying to have some kind of, like, I don't know, like, revival or turnaround like Miley did.
Yeah, but it's not working. Like, I think she should have stuck to her old image. Like, unless it was just not working for her and, like, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like this is all just fame grab.
I know. 100%.
And, like, it just looks like she's having a midlife crisis at 30.
I think she's 30. I want to say like 34.
How old is Katy Perry?
Katy Perry is 33.
I was very close. I said 34. You were so close. Yeah.
Thanks, Kevin.
That's what Perry calls her Siri.
I think it's fun.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, Katy. Anywho.
Anyways.
You got anything else to say about good old Katy?
Oh, actually, yes, one more thing. It's kind of a funny little anecdote. So, the first time I heard I Kissed a Girl, I was with my babysitter.
Mm.
Yeah, it was fun. She was 17 and she had cool music. I was like, oh, gee, what is this? And then I made her play that song like a worryingly amount of times. And to the point where she's like, I'm never playing that again. And I'd be like, no, this is my favorite song. You have to play it one more time. And like, I just lay on the floor in her room and listen to it. And it was like the easiest babysitting job of her life.
When that song came out, I was old enough to be your babysitter. I was 15.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Old lady.
Y'all can do the math if I was 9 and Sarah was 15.
Yep.
Fun.
No, I'm sorry. I would have been 16.
Oh my god.
Because there's 6 years between me and my sister, but you're younger than my
That's
sister.
That's true.
So I would have been 16.
Oh wow.
Wow. Yes. Hello, I'm an old lady.
You don't come across as it.
I don't know.
I mean, to quote our one friend, you could be 12 or 40.
Yeah.
I meant that with all the love in my heart.
I have that kind of face. Taylor called me a teen this morning, and we were, like, out for breakfast, and Noah and Kayla were with us, too, but they, like, had to leave early because they were going to work.
Yeah.
And we were, like, sitting there, and I was like, oh, man, like, we're probably going to come back here for breakfast tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, because that's what we do after a night of fun times. And so we were sitting there, she's like, oh yeah, we'll just become regulars. And they'll be like, oh yeah, these teens come in and they're, you know, hungover and they just eat bacon and pancakes. And I looked at her and I was like, thank you for calling me a teen. It was the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. Yeah, it was good. It was a moment. A real moment for me.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Speaking of your breakfast this morning.
I'm a rave about the most important meal of the day, which I don't eat every day. But when I do, I understand why it's the most important meal of the day.
It's true.
We're talking about breakfast.
Breakfast.
Sleep all night. Eat like a pig in the morning.
Get on with your day. Eat in 2 hours.
No, seriously, like, eat frequently or you'll get angry. I'm just speaking from experience. No, maybe I was just, like, really, really, like, first of all, there was nothing this week that, like, really, like, lit a spark in me to rave about or rant about. Like,
yeah.
I was just kind of, like, middle of the road. And, like, I have a couple of ideas for raves that I want to do, but, like, I want to wait for, like, a little later. And so I was like, ah, I can't do any of those. And then I haven't really been able to eat real food for, like, a week.
Oh, yeah.
So I had, like, my wisdom teeth surgery. And, you know, it just, breakfast food just really spoke to me this morning. I had, like, a really good platter.
Ooh.
I had,
I was gonna ask what you got.
I had pancakes. I had one pancake, one piece of French toast, scrambled eggs, 4 pieces of bacon, and home fries.
Oh my gosh, where did you guys go?
We went to that, like, Georgian Circle family restaurant.
Oh, yeah?
It was on the beach, like, over by the Domino's.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was hella
good.
Yeah, it was really good. We're gonna go tomorrow morning.
Good.
And you'll experience it. The pancake was really good. If we go again tomorrow, then I'm gonna have pancakes with a side of bacon.
We're gonna be eating a lot of breakfast.
If we are gonna be eating a lot of breakfast. But breakfast food is just so good.
Yeah.
Like, any time of the day. Like, how many times have you been like, I want breakfast for dinner? You know?
Like, just
fry up an egg. Get yourself some toast. Make some pancakes. You want, like, freaking, what else it goes with?
Sausage.
Sausage, you know, like, all sorts of good stuff for breakfast. Like, you could eat breakfast food at any time of the day. Yeah. Like, why are pancakes reserved for the morning?
I don't know. They're kind of a hard thing to make, like, if you wanted to do it from scratch.
Yeah.
So, like, why do I want to wake up? Like, I don't want to get
you
out of
bed. You don't want to put that much effort in the morning, but, like, also, once you do and you eat it, you're like, oh,
thank
yes.
God. This is a pancakes. Treat to me.
Yeah, and, like, waffles.
I have wanted a waffle with some, like, strawberry sauce on it for, ooh, like, 2 weeks.
Ooh. I didn't notice I didn't notice waffles on the menu at this restaurant, but they had strawberry pancakes.
For real?
And I think it was, like, not strawberries in the pancakes. I think it was, like strawberry preserves. You know what I'm talking about? I think that's what it was.
I hope that, so that's what I'll be getting
and
tomorrow.
And Noah had fudge and chocolate chip pancakes, and it wasn't chocolate chips in the pancakes. It was, like, a boatload of chocolate chips on top of the pancake.
Oh my God.
They were, okay, no, well, I can't say that they were delicious, but they looked delicious. And the pancake I had was a plain pancake, but it was a hella good pancake.
Me and pancakes have, like, a really love-hate relationship.
I usually don't like pancakes too much.
Yeah.
This was a really good pancake. Remember that time we went to Cora's and I was like, that was a good pancake?
Yeah, it was like
this
that.
This is, like, on the level.
Ooh.
It was a good pancake.
Because, like, I don't know, my dad made them a lot when I was a kid, so I just ate too many of them all at once. I was like, I don't like them.
Yeah. And, like, when I make my own pancakes, I don't like big pancakes. Yeah. I like to make, like, silver dollar pancakes.
Yeah.
Because I, like, well, like, I dip them in syrup because I'm a child.
Kayla made me pancakes recently, and she also made them when we were in Quebec, and they were, like, some of the damn best pancakes I've ever eaten.
Yeah, like, if someone can make a good pancake, like...
And Kayla can.
Keep them in your life. You need someone who
can make
a good pancake. And, like, I'm sorry to all the vegetarians out there, but, like, freaking bacon in the morning. Like, I love me a slice of bacon. I don't usually get sausage when I go out for breakfast, but Taylor and Kayla had sausage this morning. And they look like some dang good sausages.
I'm not a bacon person, so I do prefer sausages.
The sausages there looked amazing.
Unless turkey bacon is an option, then I'll, because I'm weird.
Oh, yeah. No. Turkey bacon is good. It's just, but no, these sausages were, like, on, maybe this rave is just about this restaurant.
Yeah.
But, like, if you're ever in the Wasaga Beach, Ontario, Canada area, go to the Georgian Circle Family Restaurant. Like, they got good breakfast food. But these sausages were, like, they just looked like they were, like, that nice, like, crispy on the outside, but, like, you know, like, juicy on the inside. They look heckin' good.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I didn't have them, but Kayla and Taylor said they were good. So, like, they must be good. But, like... And honestly, I'm gonna go off on a, like, a different breakfast route, but, like, honestly, McDonald's implementing the all-day breakfast,
a win.
Good move.
Yeah.
Good move. Because, like, how many times are you just, you know, it's, like, midday or, like, you know, kind of supper time, and you don't really want a burger, but, like, you know, you don't want to go home and cook, you want fast food, but, like, get yourself a freaking Egg McMuffin.
Also, like, hash browns.
McDonald's hash browns? Man.
I didn't think I'd say this on this podcast, but bust a nut.
Bust a nut for a McDonald's hash brown.
100%.
Yeah.
And, like, you eat a McDonald's hash brown, and then you go somewhere else that serves hash browns, like Tim Hortons, and, like, they just kind of taste dry. They taste like stale cardboard.
They do taste like stale cardboard.
Like, you know You're what right. I mean? Yeah. I've never eaten cardboard, and I don't think it can go stale, but
that's what
it tastes like.
A Tim Hortons hash brown tastes like. You're right. Sorry, Tim Hortons, but honestly, don't care.
Yeah.
Also, did you know that the Egg McMuffin was made, because, so, like, they were like, oh, we're gonna have breakfast, and, like, someone came up with this Egg McMuffin. They wanted, breakfast food that was easy on the go. They wanted it to be something like Eggs Benedict, but, like, you can't travel with Eggs Benedict.
I wish you could.
And so, that's why they did the Egg McMuffin, because it's basically the same thing. The only difference is the hollandaise sauce. So, instead of the hollandaise sauce, they put that slice of cheese on. Can, like, and if you get it, like, at the right time of the day, it, like, it gets nice and melty, so it's that, like, nice consistency. That's how they came up with Egg McMuffin. It's like a portable.
This sounds like
Eggs Benedict.
Actual heart attack waiting to happen. But get me some Egg McMuffins and some hollandaise sauce. Just pour them over it, and then take me to my coffin after I die, because that sounds easy.
Honestly, I'll arrange that for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll make that happen. But and, like, the other nice thing too about McDonald's is, like, literally anywhere you go in the world, and this is for, like, any meal at McDonald's, but, like, breakfast, like, honestly, I live for McDonald's breakfast. Anywhere you go in the world, because McDonald's is devoted to, like, menu consistency, you can get an Egg McMuffin, and is it gonna taste the same?
A perfecto.
Is, like, where it is. So, like, you know, if you're traveling and you just need, like, a little taste of home,
Get yourself an egg
Find
McMuffin.
Find you a McDonald's and get yourself an egg McMuffin.
Personally, I really and like the McGriddles.
I've never actually had a McGriddle.
They're
but
like
it's like the dough is like sweet. It's like yeah, like
a pancake,
English
sandwich.
Muffin. Yeah,
and like it's the perfect combination of sweet and salty, which I really like as like a combination.
I like a sweet
as
salty
other people do, but like that's like definitely a favorite.
Syrup on your sausages.
Yes, right. And that's like, exactly what it is, and it gives me that like nice little the umami that I want.
Ooh, mommy, that I want. Well, at least you said that. Not, ooh, daddy. Remind me of that vine.
When you put your straw in your mouth, where the guy's wearing the mask and the thing.
What else was I gonna say? Oh, yeah. The only breakfast thing I don't really like is, so, like, I obviously get the egg McMuffin, but they have the sausage McMuffin. And, like, I'm not against the sausage McMuffin, but I don't like that sausage patty. I don't like sausage in that form.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
I
do
don't
understand.
Like round sausage.
I don't understand. Well, here's a kind of a sidebar, but similar to what you're talking about. They have a breakfast sandwich, and Tim's does it, too, where it's just sausage on, like, a sausage patty on a buttered English muffin.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know,
no, thank you.
Not something I want to have.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I've definitely toasted an egg McMuffin and not an egg McMuffin. I'm sorry. I've toasted an English muffin and slapped some butter on there and literally just like a piece of ham and cheese.
Oh, see, that's fine.
That.
Cause then
that's
a
like
sandwich.
A ham and cheese sandwich. But like, I'd never just put like a sausage on there. Like, you got to at least throw some cheese on it.
Almost
like
lettuce,
like,
but that would not make it any better.
An SLT sausage, lettuce, tomato. I'm sorry, I apologize.
Good.
It's also amazing that I like breakfast food as much as I do. Like, I remember being younger and like my job sometimes, like for like family events, if like people were sleeping over, it's like I would have to make breakfast in the morning because like apparently I made the best like fried eggs. I don't know. And also that one year that my dad ruined Christmas with freaking Wall-E, and I didn't get to open my Christmas presents because we had to wait 2 hours while he watched Wall-E, and I was forced to make Christmas breakfast that year. But I have nothing against breakfast. Just my family. For making me cook breakfast. But, and you know, like, if you've ever tried to make an egg McMuffin at home, it never tastes as good as at McDonald's.
There's, like, a literal machine that you can get to make it look like it, but it just doesn't do it. It doesn't.
It's not the same.
No.
I don't know what it is. It's McDonald's crack.
It is.
That's what it is.
They sprinkle a little bit onto everything.
That's why people are addicted.
It is.
That's why we keep going back.
The government tells us that.
I can't let go. I need you in my life. But breakfast food is just great, and I'm, like, you know, if I'm in a rush, I'm fine to just grab a little yogurt.
Yes,
I have some yogurt to go. Throw a little granola in there.
Since I started my little routine of Starbucks in the morning before work, and I get, like, a little something, like, if I don't eat before, like, 8:30 in the morning, my body hates me. It's like, eat, feed
me. Once you get yourself in that routine, it's like, your body craves it.
Yeah, and, like,
but yeah, a little yogurt on the go, some
Speaking
granola.
Of Starbucks breakfast, their breakfast sandwiches, while not amazing, are pretty good still.
I haven't had one. I've been in the company of someone who was eating one.
Was it me? No.
Probably at one time.
Once upon a time.
But like an ex-boyfriend too.
Gross.
But it didn't look bad, and like it smelled good.
I get the roasted ham and cheese, the Swiss, that's the...
Yeah. I think what I don't like is just the way that they, like, heat it up.
Yeah,
no. You know what I mean?
It's
like, it's,
weird.
Like, pre-made, and then they just throw it in that weird microwave.
Yeah.
But, like,
the bread
know.
Is good. It's like a weird croissant bread.
Yeah, that's what intrigued me
like
about
that.
It, because it does look good. And I think I've had a croissant from Starbucks. I'm like, it's not bad. Mm. But sometimes, like, I'm just gonna have a stroke for a second. On my paydays, I will either go treat myself to McDonald's breakfast, or I'll hit Starbucks before I go to work. And, you know, like, sometimes I like getting me a passion tea lemonade and a slice of lemon loaf for breakfast.
I've been getting
a good lemon loaf there.
I'm trying to cut back on what I spend at Starbucks. Because I do spend a fair amount there.
It's easy to do.
Yeah. I've just been getting, like, my regular latte, and a slice of banana bread, because I don't know if you knew this, their banana bread is really fucking good.
I don't think I've ever had their banana
bread.
It's
so good.
Yeah.
Moist.
There used to be, I think they still have it there. It's like a caramel coffee cake.
Yes.
Type thing. I used to get that all the time.
It's
and, like,
good.
I don't like coffee, but, like, that shit was good. I could eat that.
I don't understand coffee cake. That's a whole other episode.
Yeah, coffee cake's a little weird.
Just a little bit.
So is carrot cake.
Please don't come for carrot cake.
I'm not gonna come for
it's
carrot cake.
It's my favorite.
But, like, I just want to know who decided. Like, I'm gonna chop up these carrots and make it a dessert.
I'm gonna, also Morning Glory.
Morning Glory.
I'm gonna make a carrot cake and name it Morning Glory and trick people into thinking it's something different.
Oh, I never even heard of that.
Raisins in it.
Oh, what? That's the difference?
I actually don't think so, but it tastes
oh.
like it.
I was like, what? That's all they did? Yeah, no, I'm not against carrot cake, but, like, I just want to know the thought behind it.
Fair.
But also, I feel like you can have carrot cake for breakfast because usually it's a cream cheese icing.
Yes.
And I feel like cream cheese
bagels.
Is a breakfast food.
Yes.
So.
One time, I spent the morning of my birthday out of, like, I was away for the week of my birthday, and my friend who I was staying with wasn't up yet, so, and her whole family was out of the house, so I just laid on their couch for about 2 hours till she woke up on the day of my birthday, eating bagels with cream cheese and watching Guy Fieri on the Food Network.
Honestly, that sounds like a good birthday.
It was a good birthday.
I'm not gonna lie. Bagels good?
No, they were really good, actually.
Oh, that's good.
They were, like, I think they were just a plain bagel, but I had, like, herb and garlic cream cheese.
Oh, that's a good combo.
Yeah, it was wonderful. Yeah.
Bagels are probably the one breakfast food that I'm a little bit picky about, because, like, I don't really like Tim Hortons bagels, because I find them too dense.
I feel you.
But I like, a fluffier kind of bagel.
McDonald's has bagels.
I haven't tried them yet.
So, they're actually pretty good. I got a breakfast sandwich on one.
Oh.
And, like, maybe it was just how, like, the way it was being served to me, like, on a breakfast sandwich. But they had, like, a bit of a sweetness to them, the plain bagel. It wasn't bad. Like, I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah. And, like my favorite kind
of
bagel.
Not super dense either.
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I know that bagels are, like, a denser type of doughy bread. But, like, you know, like, if you go to, like, the Great Canadian Bagel, like, they make a nice, like, soft, like, good bagel. And, like, my favorite bagels are freaking, I love me a fresh cheese bagel.
Ooh.
Cheese and garlic bagel. Cheese and herb bagel. Whatever. If there's cheese on it, give me it.
Mm-hmm.
Toasted.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice and crispy on the outside. Like, a little fluffy on the inside. And, like, give me some butter on that puppy.
That sounds wonderful.
Mm.
I think
I really like butter. Morgan is not gonna enjoy this part of the podcast.
I was gonna say, this is slander.
Sorry, Morgan.
Butter propaganda.
We're calling you out on our podcast. We have a friend, Morgan, who doesn't like butter.
If she's ordering something somewhere, she'll ask for it.
Is there butter in that?
Yeah, she'll ask for it to be not
Morgan,
with
I'm sorry, that's not what you sound like.
You sound wonderful and we love you.
We do love you. Come home soon, please. We miss you. I don't think I have anything else to say about breakfast. I mean, like, I could probably just talk all day about
breakfast.
Breakfast,
yeah.
All day breakfast.
Do you want to hear an egg fact?
I would love to hear an egg fact.
Okay, so, you know, the middle of eggs, like, the yolk is yellow?
Yeah.
So, in Asian countries, like Japan, the middle of the egg is a lot yellower, or either yellower or oranger.
Orangier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Than it is in Canada.
Yeah. Same with, pretty much anywhere else you go outside of North America.
I didn't know that.
It's an oranger yolk. Yeah. Anywhere I've traveled, like Costa Rica and Nicaragua, like, they give you an egg, and, like, you're like, what the heck is wrong with this egg? Because, like, that yolk is fucking orange.
Yeah.
But, like, that's just how they are there. I think it's less, like, I don't know. I think that's what they feed their chickens or something. Like, there's less, like, pesticides isn't the right word because they don't use pesticides on chickens, but, like.
No, I understand what you're trying
whatever
to say.
It is in their food or whatever, but.
I read a whole article.
And apparently, like, yolks in eggs are supposed to be more orangey than yellow.
Do you think it has something to do with nutrients?
It could be.
Someone let us know.
I think we just work our chickens too hard here.
Here on the Right and Rave podcast, we support chicken unions.
Yeah.
And
be good to your chickens.
Treat them well.
Yeah. Feed them nicely.
Give them a nice little donut.
Yeah.
Don't feed them popcorn, because apparently it makes them stop laying eggs.
But yeah, egg yolk.
Egg yolks, man. Breakfast.
Orange, not yellow.
Breakfast.
back then. It's just a good meal.
It's a good meal.
You can eat it any time of day.
I don't understand the point of any meal that's not it.
Oh, well.
Like, okay, so here's my thing. I'd like to have a big breakfast and then just a little bit of snacks through the day until I go to bed.
Yeah. Like, honestly, if I could live my life like a hobbit, I would. You know, breakfast, second breakfast,
I kind of do. Like, I have snacks hidden in my desk drawer at the office, and I just kind of pick away at them.
100%. If I don't eat frequently, I would get mad. I would get hangry.
I keep snacks by my bed in case I get hungry.
I have fucking pudding by my bedside.
See, that doesn't surprise me.
Who the hell keep pudding at their bedside? But, like, if I wake up in the middle of the night
when you get married, hungry, are you going to continue that?
Honestly, probably. And if they don't love me and my pudding,
it's over.
Get the fuck out to the door. That's a quote from a different podcast. I don't think it's copyrighted, so we can use it.
Oh, it's fine.
I would like to give credit to Scott Aukerman on the Comedy Bang Bang podcast for that quote.
Oh, I did quote Karen, so it's...
and you mentioned her, so yeah. That was my bibliography.
Oh, yes, citation.
Yeah, I forgot what you put in essays. It's been so long since I've written one, thank the Lord. All right, Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
You gross, skeezy lady. And breakfast. Beautiful meal.
Breakfast and bitch. We also didn't do an Instagram poll about the,
my theme song.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. We didn't.
So,
Oh, you know what? I'll do that right now.
Okay.
If you're listening to this episode, it will not be on.
Yeah.
True, that's true.
Amazingness. Well, you do that. I'm gonna actually do our little promo section.
Some plugs?
Yeah, some plugs.
Yeah.
So our Twitter is Rant and Rave Pod. Our Instagram is at Rant and Rave Podcast. You can subscribe. We're one of, like, the first little thingies that come up on iTunes, Rant and Rave, or wherever you listen to podcasts. So make sure you're doing that. Also, please leave us, like, a review. It helps us chart on iTunes, and it's just nice to see what people are saying about us. I mean, if you want to say something...
We want
to
know how much you love us.
I mean, if you also want to talk about how much you hate us, that's fine, too. Just let us know. We're say open. Something. Constructive criticism. I think that's all. We have a blog, which, like I said in the last episode, we're still kind of working on. So it's not really ready to be launched yet. But keep your eyes and ears peeled. Peeled? Like an orange. You can eat for breakfast with some orange juice.
This morning at breakfast, I asked the lady for an apple juice, and she goes, an orange juice? And I said, no, I thought about orange juice, but can I have apple juice, please? I don't know why I had to tell her I thought about apple juice.
I had some pretzels for breakfast.
Pretzels for breakfast? Ooh.
So they were the closest thing to my bed, and I didn't want to get up.
Fair enough. I relate to that on an emotional level. All right, make sure you go on the Instagram page and like us and vote in the poll.
Just liked our own picture.
That's okay.
Beep, boop, bop. Well, I think this has been a great episode.
It has.
We've covered a lot of stuff.
Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening.
Well, thanks for listening to us today.
Come back next week.
Yeah. Come back. Hear us rant and rave.
About new topics.
Every week.
We hope.
Yeah. Actually, next week we're going to talk about Katy Perry and breakfast again. Like, it's fine.
We just really love it. Didn't we change the color of the card? Oh, wait. Yeah, probably with this.
Sarah's still figuring out the Instagram poll.
Honestly, this is what happens when you're old and you freaking don't know shit.
You know shit.
Come on. Oh, no. Okay, let's wrap this up.
Okay.
This is getting sad.
I'm gonna wrap it up like an Easter present because it's Easter weekend.
It is Easter. Happy Easter to you and your family.
To everyone who celebrates. Hope the creepy bunny gives you presents.
The creepy bunny.
Yeah, that's all. That's all we have.
That is all we have.
Bye.
Bye.